I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The chairman of the U.S. Olympic Committee is stepping down at the end of the year after more than a decade of leadership. Larry Probst is credited with helping to secure the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. Probst also led the board through the sex abuse crisis in Olympic sports. He will be replaced by Suzanne Lyons. A potential outbreak of an untreatable viral disease in horses is being blamed on one horse from Colorado. As 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports, horses across the country may have been exposed.
Equine infectious anemia is a virus most commonly spread by blood-sucking insects like horse and deer flies. It can cause high fever, weight loss, anemia, and even death in horses, mules, and donkeys. Keith Rohr is the Colorado State Veterinarian. He says horses sold across state lines are supposed to have documents that show they're negative for the virus. But he says it's been difficult to track this current possible outbreak because most of the horses sold from the original infection site were rescue horses.
So those are horses that are purchased and many times move without certificates of veterinary inspection or other required documents.
So far, only the original horse is confirmed to have had the virus. It's since been euthanized. But Rohr says about 240 horses in 20 other states may have been exposed, including Utah, Idaho, and Wyoming. He says, fortunately, the disease isn't highly infectious, so they expect the number of infected horses to be low. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
This is KRCC News.